It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit, just a week away. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I hear that the sign-up has been excellent for the Farm Futures Business Summit, but you're not too late. You can still enroll by going to the website farmfuturessummit.com. It'll be a week from today and a week from tomorrow at Iowa City, Iowa, where farmers and ranchers like you will have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. From panels of successful and innovative farmers, too, who will be in attendance there. Yes, it looks like another challenging year for the people of agriculture, and this summit will help you build your skills, sharpen your business skills, learn things you can take home and apply on your farm or ranch. Get all of the information at the website farmfuturessummit.com. You can sign up there, farmfuturessummit.com. The news this morning from Detroit is that Chevy has decided to pull that Real People television ad that started running this month that claimed Chevrolet was a more reliable brand than Honda, Toyota, and Ford. Auto marketing experts say the data on which that claim was based was flawed. A GM spokeswoman said yesterday Chevrolet stands by the reliability claim, and the ad, as she put it, remains in the brand's toolbox. But they've decided at Chevy to take that commercial out of the regular rotation at this time. From This Week in Agribusiness, not only has the Internal Revenue Service recalled some workers, but so has the Farm Service Agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Well, sort of. For 3 days, 980 offices of the FSA will be open to transact some business on a limited basis. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue told me yesterday that about 2,500 employees furloughed with the partial government shutdown would be brought in today, tomorrow, and again next Tuesday, the day after the Martin Luther King holiday. Perdue told me that only certain functions will be performed, but he said they'll continue to pursue creative ways that the USDA can legally serve farmers during the closure that is idle about one-fourth of the federal government workforce. Those highway department trucks across our region, some places are already out ahead of the next big winter storm, not with plows, but with spray bars, allowing for the application of that brine. You know, that stuff that keeps the ice and snow off as much as possible. By the way, give them some slack, you know. Give them a little bit of room out there. It's tough running those trucks because of the way cars zigzag around the spray bars and the plows. That Wisconsin couple who called 911 to report the abducted teenager, Jamie Kloss, had been found, says they don't want the reward money. They think Jamie herself is more deserving of the $50,000 reward. The couple said, if anyone, Jamie should get it. Because, as they put it, she got herself out. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. It's on the schedule for next week, Thursday and Friday at Iowa City, Iowa. They're signing up. Good attendance expected. There's still room for you. FarmFuturesSummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.